TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Lab TM Hyman Radio. It's the weekend, the hills. Happy Monday, everybody. 9:04 on the East Coast, 6:04 out West. How to improve your public speaking skills is what we're talking about tonight. TM hanging out with my faves. It's It's Monday. You made it out of the weekend. Hope you had a relaxing weekend, but it's back to the basics, my friends. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. All the way live from Columbia, South Carolina. She chops it up every Wednesday. They call her Fee. What's poppin'?
Happy Not Monday. A mooch show. Happy Monday. How art thou?
Hey, doing great. But you sound like you're doing even better. You said you looked in the mirror and it was like, whoa. You're seeing some
snatched
progress.
Yes, I snatched the
We like progress. For everybody yes. out there who putting in work, like you're putting in work on the treadmill. You're putting in work out there on the track. You're eating right. You're drinking more water. Listen. When you start to see the progress, when you start to see the results, doesn't it feel good? Absolutely, it does. Kudos to Fee. She's starting to see progress.
Yes, yes.
Making her feel some kind of way.
All summer 2019. Damn all right.
That's how it's making her feel, folks. Making her feel like she can be butt naked all summer. That's
all
what it
summer.
Is.
Yeah.
Hey, top of the week to you folks. Man, a lot going on in the country, a lot going on with the government. But we're not gonna give too much attention to folks who really don't deserve any attention. Although they really deserve a lot of attention. But, I mean, man, our government is so out of control right now. We have a president who is being really given the keys to the kingdom. But Congress is – this Senate acts as if we don't have a president. This Senate acts as if we have a kingdom here in the United States of America. And I can't wait to 2020 so we can really try to get these jokers a run for their money in the Senate. And we need to take the Orange House back. We need to take it back. We need to take it back.
Mm-hmm.
We need the Orange House back.
Absolutely.
See, what's going on in your state as it relates to, like, elections? I mean, is your state a red state or a blue state? I'm thinking it's a red state, but I don't know.
It's
That's why I'm asking.
All day. Yeah, it's technically red, but you know it's orange right now, and
right.
they get really when I say they, I'm talking about the workplace. It's funny, we had this discussion one day last week, and as long as no one said anything negative about the little orange man in the office, everything was cool. But as soon as someone said something negative, all of his little supporters were like, oh no, we must not discuss politics here in the workplace. I was like,
mm-hmm.
you fucking colonizers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we
you gentrifiers.
Yes, you know, we see it, but we've got to put this energy into voting next year. We've got to come out like it was the Black Panther movie. We've got to come out like that. We got to, because
Absolutely.
If not, it's going to be orange all over again for another 4 years, you know? And we got to get that energy in the right spot. We really do.
Totally agree. And if we could come out for Wakanda, we can certainly
Absolutely.
Come out for the United States
Absolutely.
Of America.
Yeah, absolutely.
Saw,
we got to.
No, it's real. I mean, it's a fact. We've got to stand up. You can't complain about something if you're not willing to make an effort. How do you feel about Joe Biden, though?
He was actually here Saturday. I went to talk to old Joe, but when I say that line was like, they were giving out EBT cards for free.
Mm-hmm.
Line
People
was
like
ridiculous.
Joe.
So, yeah, I like Joe. I like Joe. You know, they on their whole little kick. You know, Joe wanted to be a little touchy-feely back in the day, and I'm like, okay, he touched the shoulder. He touched the thigh. I mean, is that people are touchy-feely all day. Is that really something to write home and tell mom about? Maybe I'm just not that sensitive. You know, maybe it's just me. But I think Joe.
No, I don't think so.
Right now we've taken that whole the Me Too movement, which I'm for 110%, but I feel we're taking that to a whole nother level. When you're trying to point out flaws, especially when you got somebody in the office who, what was his motto? Grab him by the what? The ussy?
That's right.
The pee in the front?
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, I'm going to need for them to have several seats.
And
you shut
me. I mean, right. So. Any president that has been through what this president has been through doesn't have the room to talk about anybody. He called 45 called Joe Sleeping Joe. And you know where you know where 45 got that from? He called Uncle Joe Sleeping Joe. You all remember the last time President Obama did a speech? I believe it appeared that Joe was back there nodding off during the speech.
He was knocked out.
That's why 45 is calling him Sleepy Joe.
Knocked out. He was. I remember that one, and he was, and I was like, well,
I was a little embarrassed. I was a little embarrassed for us, the fact that Joe was back there taking a little nod. But listen,
I was a little embarrassed. I wasn't.
That's like
because
somebody being asleep on the job.
Not only that, think about church. I done been the victim of the extended prayer. Bow our head. They done said amen 10 minutes ago. I didn't know. You know,
and
I just
you still praying.
Prayer. I'm still
mm-hmm.
praying.
And
I open my
mm-hmm.
eyes and I say, amen. Play it off. That's all Joe had to do. That's all he had to do.
So
amen.
You can support Joe sleeping on the job because you have slept on the job. I get it.
Yeah, we ain't going to go because I might have an old boss or something. Talk to you.
Hey, tonight's topic, folks, is really not about Uncle Joe. It's really about how to improve your public speaking skills. But, you know, we do what we want to do over here. I'm going to ask you, as it relates to public speaking, have you ever had a snafu during a public speaking activity? How do you feel about public speaking? Do you get the heebie-jeebies, like 75% of the world when it comes to public speaking? What is it? Because I'm surprised that you would be uncomfortable speaking in public because you have such a charismatic personality. So what is it that makes you fearful about speaking in public?
Everybody looking at me at one time. I can talk all day long. I can talk to a room full of people. If I'm sitting down, I'm cool. But if I'm standing, I'm like, oh, so y'all all really go stare just at me. Just me. All the attention just on me. So that's what throws me off. The speaking part, like I said, sitting down, I could do that all day long, having a round table discussion. But the standing, that just, it does something to me.
Gotcha.
And like you said, I do have
gotcha.
A charismatic personality, so it kind of, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword there.
You do, and it's so weird. Before we go any further, all the way live from the ATL, so you can crept up in here, give it up. Hot chocolate. What's popping?
Hey,
hey, happy Monday, family. What's going on with you?
What's good? It's good. We was talking about Uncle Joe earlier.
Yeah, I heard.
Got right into the topic. So perfect timing.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a public speaking encounter that that made you cringe? Do you get the heebie-jeebies when it comes to public speaking?
I no longer get the heebie-jeebies when it comes to public speaking to the level that I used to. I do still get, you know, a bit nervous. However,
I think that's
in
normal.
My earlier days, yes. Nerves all over the place. My very first public speaking engagement, I had to excuse myself because I did an M&M with his mom's spaghetti and kind of barfed all over the place.
Oh.
And my first two public speaking engagements, the first one I got sick, the second one I forgot my speech and cried.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And both of these were in my later high school and early college years, and Toastmasters became my best friend.
The Toastmasters is indeed our best friend when it comes to public speaking. And if you are unfamiliar, it's spelled just like it sounds. Toastmasters.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a nonprofit public speaking organization that actually helps people. I was introduced to Toastmasters because they actually came into, actually, I believe, I set it up to have them to come into our workplace to actually
mm-hmm.
work with supervisors. Years ago, I had them to come in and work with my supervisors, you know, because a lot of leaders are uncomfortable, really like 75% of people who suffer from speech anxiety. It's nerve-wracking, you know, sweat breaks out, you know, butterflies in the stomach, all kinds of panic people go through when it comes to public speaking. And I think it's an assumption that people speak well in public. It's not until
mm-hmm.
they actually are asked, or it's not until they actually get on the stage or in front of the audience, that they realize, I am afraid of public speaking. That's the bad time to realize that you're afraid to
Definitely.
Speak in public, when it's time
Definitely.
To speak in public. But there's some things that you could do to actually help yourself. We'll talk about those things tonight. It doesn't necessarily have to be in front of an audience of hundreds of people either that makes people get queasy. You know, you can
right.
be in a group of 10 people and start to feel queasy. You can be in front of your colleagues or coworkers, right? I mean, you can be at church and start
mm-hmm.
to feel queasy,
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing Jesus can do about it.
Nothing. many things the Lord can take care of. That one right there, I'm not too sure.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that gets rid of that nervousness is time. You know, Hot Chocolate really just said it. She's not as nervous as she used to be, but she's able to do it. And for me, I'll tell you, there are still times that I do not want to speak in public. And people may be surprised by that. But there are times where I have said no, because people think that I can just get up and speak like just on a dime. No, I'm not going to be able to do that. And for me, it depends on the audience. See, I can get up and speak to a group of kids. I can get up and speak to a group of teenagers. I can get up and speak to a group of college students. I can even get up and speak to a group of my peers. But what I won't do without being prepared is get up and speak to a group of high-level individuals. I will not do that without being prepared or without knowing my audience. And that is really the key. In order to really conquer speech anxiety, you know, you really have to know your audience. You have to prepare.
Definitely.
Public speaking doesn't really have to be as frightening as it is. It could actually be a lot of fun where you actually take part in a wonderful experience. I know people are saying, hell no, there's nothing wonderful about public speaking. But listen, I mean, you meet new people, first of all, and you learn new things. Anytime that you are in front of a group of people in public, you meet new people, you learn new things. So you have to really balance that thing and make it as fun as you possibly can. Number one, again, know your audience. Before preparing your speech, before even agreeing to say yes, you know, there's two things that you have to know. What you'll be talking about is the first thing, and who is your audience? What are you being asked to talk about, and who is your audience? That should actually help you to say yay or nay, because you never want to speak publicly about something you know nothing about. And you never want to speak in front of a group that you're not related to or connected to in some kind of way, meaning you can't help them or you can't encourage them or they can't learn something from you in some kind of way. What are you talking about? Who's your audience? Your first two things you should actually know before you say yes. Do you all disagree with that?
I do not.
I don't disagree at all.
I would like to also add to that, though, when you're asked to speak, don't feel pressured to do so. A lot of times, those of us who people feel speak so eloquently or so effortlessly, even though they may not see our nerves or jitters, are always asked, you know, to make the speech or, you know, to make the presentation or, you know, just say a few words. And a lot of times you'll get put on the spot. If you don't feel comfortable, don't do it.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I think that first one is a no-brainer, right? I mean, what are you talking about? But I think it's that second one, who's your audience, that you have to put a little bit more research into, right? You need to find out a few things about the audience who's going to be listening to what you have to say. First of all, how many people are going to be in the audience? You need to know that.
Mm-hmm.
What's the level of experience of the people in the audience, right? You don't want to be coming with an elementary presentation when you're talking to advanced individuals, right? So you need to know the level of expertise, or people are going to be real upset that you're talking to them like a fifth grader and they like in the 12th grade. And then you need to know the age of the individuals that you're speaking to. Don't you understand that a 12-year-old is going to respond differently than a 24-year-old who's going to respond differently than a 44-year-old who's going to respond differently than a 64-year-old?
Yeah.
Know your audience.
You're right.
Know your audience. And with knowing this information, you can modify your speech accordingly. You'll appeal friendlier and relaxed at the end of the day, you know, because you have prepared for these individuals. So number one, to help you improve your public speaking skills, again, is know your audience. Number two, something that we really don't like to do a lot, and I don't understand it. Because, I mean, you know, some of us flew through school. We were on a roll, never studied. And now you're trying to fly through your adult life, never studying. And it doesn't work that way. Number two, prepare. Make your material most effective. You know, by actually preparing for that audience that you now know about, but add in, like, you know, humor and personal touches through stories and experiences. You know, one word we connect to is testify. Give them a testimony, right? That helps you to connect with your audience. Refrain from reading too much, specifically from like a PowerPoint presentation on note cards. You want to make sure that you maintain eye contact with your audience. And when you're reading so much, they're like, okay, I could do that. Talk to your audience. A good idea would be to actually draw an outline or use cue cards that you can glance at back and forth, but you don't want to do too much reading. Would you all add anything or take away from that?
I would add, and no shade, because I know a long time ago we had someone who called in or wrote in or said some made mention of the number of times that you said you know, Yeah. But that is something that they do. I do too, and that's something that they do in Toastmasters. They make you think of other words to use instead of
Because you will be totally surprised at how many times you, not just me, you can use me as
anybody.
A martyr because I don't care. But think about how many times you say and you're not even conscious of it. At least I'm conscious of it.
Yeah.
But that's a
great
call out because that's very annoying to a public audience.
Right.
Dead air is also.
Oh, yes.
And,
absolutely.
You know, to have that interaction, you know, to be able to interact with your audience and have them give feedback, and that kind of helps with the dead air.
It makes the presentation awkward.
Mm-hmm.
It makes you seem incompetent. Let's just be 100% real. It makes you seem like you don't know what you're talking about and you're not prepared. So watch your ums and watch that dead air. Number three, use audio visuals wisely. While it seems like a nice touch, they can also break the audience's attention sometimes. You know, when you're using, you know, audio or visuals that really don't fit or not as engaging as it could be based on your audience. So make sure that you choose audio visuals that serve a direct purpose, like clarifying your message or maintaining the audience attention. Be careful with that. Again, that's number three. Number four, change your outlook. Instead of going in front of everybody worrying about, you know, how you'll do and how they'll react, you know, in a negative light, like think of positive things. You know, think of it as being given a chance to actually talk about something you enjoy. Add your own little things in there that make you excited, right? That way it can stay a fluid presentation. But change your outlook on it. Don't make it, you know, so worrisome, I think, at the end of the day. We worry a lot about the event or the activity itself and don't put enough substance in what we're going to speak about. Focus on your message, not the event.
Makes sense.
And in the preparation,
Go ahead.
I was just going to say in the preparation of that, a lot of people I've heard in their feedback when they are preparing, some will do it just in front of the mirror. Some will do it in front of people and ask for their feedback as well. I find doing it in front of people, I do both as well. I do the mirror to critique myself, and then I ask for feedback from others before I actually provide the presentation.
I think the mirror is great because the mirror actually helps you to see your physiognomy, your facial expressions when you're actually speaking and saying different things, right? Which is helpful, but I think both will work. You practice in the mirror, and then when you're ready or think you're ready, you know, practice in front of someone. So, again, change your outlook and certainly apply that feedback. Accountability partner. The last one tonight is be confident in your own skin. You know, first off, as much as we hate to admit it, you know, your appearance is really what you'll be judged on in front of those, you know, who you'll be speaking to in the first few seconds. So make sure that you choose an outfit that makes you feel confident and self-assured. You know, you can only get your hair done and your manicure to boost your confidence to a certain level, right? But in the midst, you want to look good. And if you look good, you feel good. Make sure that you start your speech off smiling. Give them eye contact and make sure that you're relaxed. Use a powerful, friendly voice and make sure you exude confidence. We're just trying to help you to improve your public speaking skills. Yeah. We want you to go from being terrified to just a little terrified, like hot chocolate.
That's all, just a little.
We're back Wednesday, Fee, where Fee's going to chop it up for us. Hey, let's go home. Good night.
Right, you guys. See you on hump day. Be safe. Get at us.
See, that's right. See you on hump day. And don't say we did not remind you. Mother's Day is this coming Sunday. I repeat.
Yes.
Mother's Day is this coming Sunday. Don't get caught out there. We are that
don't
crew, that team, that network. TM Hyman Radio Live, the Social Lab, your girl Hot Chocolate General, and Fee. We will see you on.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show.